Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said he can 100% guarantee that the new National Maternity Hospital will be clinically independent and will provide all services for women. Yesterday, as you know, the Cabinet delayed deciding on a proposal to move the hospital, currently located at Holles Street in Dublin, to the St Vincent's University Hospital complex a few miles away. The issue will come before ministers again in 2 weeks' time. Opposition parties have raised concerns about the governance and independence of the new hospital. The matter is expected to be raised by them in the Dáil this afternoon. We're joined here in studio by the former master of the National Maternity Hospital, Dr. Rona Mahoney. Very good afternoon to you, Dr. Mahoney, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
You've been involved in this since the time when you were master, almost a decade ago, and you've been a strong supporter of this move from then, and you remain a strong supporter of it. What happened yesterday? How concerning is that for you and others who want to see this move? Because it does seem that public and now political confidence, perhaps at the highest level, has been very significantly eroded in this whole arrangement.
No, I mean, I think the minister is very clear that he expects a positive decision in 2 weeks' time, and that this is just an opportunity to put all of the documents out there, to put all of the facts and information out there so that people can see it and that people then can be very sure when they make this decision. There's a lot at stake here. I mean, this hospital is so badly needed. You know, we are trying to provide 21st century medicine in an outdated building that is undignified and that is not up to the standards of the day. Our operating theatres, our labour wards, 14-bed, you know, wards for women, tiny postnatal wards with six women in the one room, sharing bathrooms, crossing corridor for bathrooms. It's utterly inappropriate. What this move means is that we will be operating on a campus, according to international norms, with all of the medical, diagnostic and surgical facilities available to women on campus. We will no longer be transferring critically ill women across the streets of Dublin in the middle of the night. These are women who could die.
Right. So, I mean, I think everybody and nobody argues but that there is a need and an urgent need for this facility and for it to be located on the same site as an acute hospital, which is the plan. But the question is whether the governance structures that have been put in place will guarantee that all the legally available treatments for women will still continue to be available. Now, at the moment, the National Maternity Hospital is an independent entity. It will no longer have that independence under this arrangement.
We will absolutely have clinical, operational, financial independence. From the very outset, when we made the Mulvey Agreement, it mandated that we would have clinical, operational, financial independence. We will have our own company, our own NMH DAC. And although that's a subsidiary of Vincent's, we have reserved powers to the board which ensure clinical, operational and financial independence. We'll have our own service arrangement with the HSE. And just to debunk, you know, some of the myths out there, last Thursday, you know, last week, St Vincent's were really celebrating the final dissociation with the Sisters of Charity. The share transfer has complete now. St Vincent's Hospital is a secular organisation. It is governed by company law, it's governed by charity law and canon law, the Vatican, nuns, religion has absolutely nothing to do with the hospital.
But just to allay people's concerns, why has it not been possible to simply move the National Maternity Hospital from Holles Street to this new facility which will be built at St Vincent's and retain its existing governance structures?
But it does. This hospital is going to perform all of the procedures that we perform now.
But you've told us that the board of the National Maternity Hospital will be a subsidiary of St Vincent's.
But it has reserved powers. And the board is dedicated to the delivery of women's health care. So the board of every hospital has a fiduciary duty to deliver that health care. Holles Street will have its own company. And that board absolutely have a fiduciary duty to advance women's health care. And the powers that are reserved there mean that the Vincent's board, even if they wanted to, cannot interfere with those powers. Those powers are further strengthened by the golden share that the minister has. It is a fact, and it has never been otherwise. Termination of pregnancy, the prescription of contraception, tubal ligation, this will all be performed in the new hospital because this is part of routine important healthcare for women. We are not trying to diminish healthcare for women. The whole point of this move is not that services will be restricted, it's quite the opposite, is that women will now have access to all the medical, surgical, diagnostic facilities in a campus setting, which is the appropriate model of care.
When you were master of the National Maternity Hospital, you were answerable directly to the board of the National Maternity Hospital. In future, masters of the National Maternity Hospital at St Vincent's will be answerable, will they not, to a clinical director of St Vincent's? They will lose that autonomy.
No, the master will be primarily answerable to the board of the hospital. The mastership model is retained. And the mastership model is the master report and the executive management team reporting to the board of the NMH DAC, which is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the maternity hospital and the strategic
direction, which is the subsidiary of St Vincent's,
which has independent powers, which is dedicated to the delivery of maternity care and dedicated to the strategic direction of maternity care. That is the duty of that board. That duty cannot be interfered with by the Vincent's board, nor would they wish for. The Vincent's board welcome this. They are, their whole sole purpose is also to advance healthcare, to deliver the best possible healthcare on the campus. Nobody has ever tried to introduce a Catholic ethos, has tried to restrict services at any point in any of the negotiations. Back in 2016, the Mulvey Agreement mandated that the new hospital would have clinical, operational, financial independence, and the legal documents simply give effect to that.
Why is it that those legal documents, the licence under which the hospital would operate, specifies the provision of all clinically appropriate, I'm quoting here from the HSE's minutes, clinically appropriate and legally permissible healthcare services? Why are legally permissible healthcare services qualified by this question of clinical appropriateness?
There's been a lot of misunderstanding about this word. What this word actually means was inserted by the HSE, and what it means is that the services delivered in the National Maternity Hospital, the new National Maternity Hospital, will be gynecological, obstetric, neonatal. We will not be providing, for example, brain surgery. We won't be providing cardiac transplant. That's all that means, nothing else. It is not a code for any sort of restriction on proper practice in the new maternity hospital.
It's just that Peter Boylan, a former master of the National Maternity Hospital, says that's exactly the phrase clinical appropriateness which was used to him by the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin when he objected to the provision of sterilisation at Hollow Street.
And we're talking about 30 years ago, Brian. I mean, we're talking about today. And the term clinical appropriate is in there because, as I've said, it is to ensure that everyone understands we're not performing brain surgery or cardiac surgery. It's all of the services delivered in the new maternity hospital in line with obstetric, gynecological and neonatal services. That's all. It is not code for religion. There is nothing in the structure of any part of the St Vincent's Healthcare Group now that can be controlled or any sort of religious influence can be exerted. There's no mechanism, there's no structure. The constitutions of the hospitals have been published. It's worth reading the Irish Times today. You'll see the structure laid out by the chairman. It is now, since last week, a secular organisation. And actually, everyone in Vincent's is really excited by that. The board have been in negotiations for 7 years to evolve as a secular organisation. And that's exactly what happened. It's a landmark agreement. We are delighted by it. But Nobody can say that there is any religious influence pertaining in the Vincent's Healthcare Group now. That is factually incorrect. We are a secular organisation. Right.
I think you've acknowledged that there are understandable concerns and questions still in people's minds about all of this. To allay those concerns, why wouldn't you say that the Vincent's simply should hand over the land, let the hospital be built, and perhaps retain its independent governance?
We're talking about a co-location. We're going to work with our colleagues in Vincent's. We already work as a virtual hospital across two sites. We've just got 3.5 kilometres. When we get to the new hospital, we want to have access. We want Vincent's doctors, our doctors, to have access. We want to be able to cross corridors.
Sure. And also, the Children's Hospital is co-located or will be with St James's, but St James's doesn't own it.
But we are working directly. The whole point of us going there is that the care, we are enhancing the care available to women. So in other words, all of the care that's available in Vincent's, the medical, surgical, diagnostic, the care for women is now available within a campus setting. That is the whole point of co-location. Right. In terms of the hospital, you have to remember the design of this hospital. Many parts of the building are actually shared services and are shared between the two hospitals because that's economical, allows for economies of scale. So if you were to try and demarcate who owns this bit of room, who owns that bit of the room, you would have an enormous problem. So the lease arrangement, when we talk about ownership, the government owned the building. The building is owned by the state. The piece of land beneath it is under a 299-year lease. By any standard, that is effective ownership. The terms of that lease are such that the land cannot be used for anything else but for healthcare.
All right. And Ronan Mahoney, just to conclude, this is the deal as far as you're concerned. These are the terms under which this hospital will be built, if it is to be built.
This is a fantastic development. The difference this is going to make for women's healthcare nationally is going to be extraordinary. Ordinary, and I would call on everyone to support this project. It is so important, and it shouldn't be. We shouldn't have all these confusing misinformation statements in relation to nuns' religion. That is gone. That is a factual position now. Nobody can hide behind these misinformations anymore. That's over.
Dr. Ronan Mahoney, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme.